All right, welcome back to the Finnsiders getting set for Sunday's game in Indianapolis against the Colts. And to preview that one, talk to one of the guys that had a big impact on the win over the Cleveland Browns. Cornerback Nolan Carroll came up with an interception early in that game. He joins us here in studio. I imagine with all the talk all offseason, preseason, training camp from the defensive coaches, the defensive players, the fans, the media about takeaways, must have been nice to go out there and get one right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. And, you know, that changed the momentum of a game, and especially when you can get multiple ones that we did and getting after the quarterback. And stuff we stressed in the OTAs and minicamp and preseason games was, you know, get after the quarterback, get takeaways, force fumbles, anything we can do to give our offense back the ball, because we have a lot of weapons that we're working with this year. So anytime we can give them an opportunity to get another possession is huge.
Really nice play. Also, take us through what happened.
Yeah, we were in man coverage. He gave me an inside release, and I knew I had safety help inside, so I wasn't too worried about, you know, trying to get underneath the route. And when he came back and cut back outside, all I did was get my head around, and the ball was right there, and I just made sure I caught it.
A lot of talk about this Dolphin defensive line and the amount of pressure that they put on the quarterback last week. 16 hits, 6 sacks. We've said the numbers 100 times this week. It makes it so much, I don't want to say easier, but it helps you guys out a lot back in the secondary, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't put as much stress on us. You know, we know that our guys up front will get it done, so we just have to do our job long enough. And we know the quarterback's going to try and get it out, because he also knows in his mind that, you know, our front four guys, they're monsters up there, so they're going to try and get after him. So he knows that, hey, this ball's got to come out. So all we have to do is play tight man coverage across the board and just get our head around when the ball's in the air.
Talking to cornerback Nolan Carroll, turning the page now to Indianapolis on Sunday. You started the game last year up there against this team. It was a tough loss, you know, a three-point loss. What do you remember from that game? What do you take away from that game moving forward?
Just missed opportunities. There's a lot of missed opportunities there. The ball was in the air. We didn't come down with it. You know, that was one of the things, was takeaways. We didn't get any at all. And, you know, we had a chance towards the end of the game, and we ended up dropping the pick. And there was a time where it was a long bomb. They ended up getting a touchdown on us. And, you know, we let him use his feet too much. Also, we let him escape the pocket a lot. And third down was key as well. Third down, we didn't get off the field. I think they completed something like around 80-something percent on third down. So, you know, for us on defense, if we can't get off the field on third down, it just extends drive. So we've made a conscious effort this week on third down and trying to contain Andrew Luck and stay tight man coverage with those guys.
You brought up the third down, so I don't have to. That's my main memory of that game from a defensive standpoint. And they were tough, crazy ones at times. Mm-hmm. Also, that'd be frustrating as a defense. You got a guy pinned back, third and 11, deep in his own territory, and then they somehow pick it up.
Yeah, that's, and something we've been watching since OTAs is that game. And you know, that game kind of didn't sit well with us as a defense, because we know we had them in multiple third and long situations, but yet, you know, they found a way to get out of it. So, you know, coming up on Sunday, we got to find a way on the defensive side to not let that happen again.
Cornerback Nolan Carroll is here. They look about the same on tape as they did last year?
A little bit. They've tweaked some things here and there to help Andrew Luck out. You know, he's a dynamic player, and he's got multiple weapons around him, and he knows how to use them. And, you know, they have their offensive coordinator's new. He's from Stanford, but it's somebody that he recognizes and he's familiar with. So I think that helps him big as far as how to move the ball, how to get the ball to his playmakers, and especially Reggie Wayne. You know, he loves going to that guy, especially on third down. So, you know, for us, we got to make a conscious effort to know where he is and know the situations throughout the game and throughout the field.
We're talking to Nolan Carroll about the game on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. They look pretty similar. Some things are different. I imagine to them, you guys look a little bit different defensively. There's some new personnel there, the linebackers and Brent Grimes also.
Yeah, definitely. We added some guys. You know, we added guys that can blitz with Danelle and Phillip. We have Dimitri also and Brett back there. And then we have Deion Jordan. And we have multiple guys on the D-line that just get after, you know, so from their offensive view, looking at our defense, they've seen a lot of changes, and they see a lot how we like to use our D linemen and also how we like to get after the quarterback.
Cornerback Nolan Carroll is here as we preview Sunday's game against the Colts. You talk about Andrew Luck, and you mentioned his feet. He's one of those guys, he seems so good at extending the play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get the defensive linemen and the linebackers, they're chasing him around in the backfield. He's trying to shake somebody off, and that puts kind of the added pressure on the guys in the secondary, because usually you get that clock in your head, right? Mm-hmm. You know about how long a play is going to last, and against a quarterback like this or a Ben Roethlisberger, one of those tough-to-bring-down guys, you got to spend even more time, you know, kind of sticking with your guy.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's underrated in the sense that he uses his legs a lot. And people lose sight just because they see Colin Kaepernick or RG3, those guys that run a lot. You know, they don't really think of Andrew Luck as a guy that can do that. But, you know, he won a game last week with his feet. And when things break down, he likes to get out the pocket and use his feet and extend those plays. So for us in the back end, we got to stay on those receivers, because he makes good things happen when he's running.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Second straight year, Dolphins and the Colts up in Indianapolis. Cornerback Nolan Carroll came up with a nice interception last week against the Browns. Lots more of those coming, we hope. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
All right, great stuff. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll get to some of your fan questions with Tristan Jones. Remember, also, Lance Snacks wants to bring you to the Buffalo game. Visit dolphins.com/Lance Snacks to register for a chance to win tickets for you and 19 of your friends to the Miami Buffalo game on October 20th. Start your school year off right with Lance Snacks and the Dolphins. Tristan Jones and your questions in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Finsiders, and you're watching on Fox Sports Florida.